From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder used a summit meeting today to underscore their commitment to avoiding war in Iraq. They were meeting to commemorate a friendship treaty between their two countries. Their focus was on cooperation in foreign policy and other areas. And as NPR's Nick Spicer reports, they went out of their way to stake out a European position on Iraq, distinct from the Bush administration's.
A Paris children's choir sang the French and German national anthems to conclude an historic encounter. Some 1,200 lawmakers from the two countries gathered at the Versailles Palace to commemorate the signing of a friendship treaty 40 years ago. The country's two leaders spoke as if renewing their wedding vows. They pledged to plod on with a tried and true partnership and to never forget the lessons of two world wars. But most minds were focused on the next war. On that front, French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder strove to show that they were as in harmony as the choir. Jacques Chirac set out what he called a Franco-German common position.
Any decision on war belongs to the Security Council and the Security Council alone, once it has heard the report on the weapons inspectors. The second fact for us is that war is always an acceptance of failure, and it is always the worst of solutions.
France has a permanent Security Council seat. Chirac this week hinted for the first time he might use the veto that comes with that seat in order to stop a war against Iraq. Gerhard Schroeder also went further than ever before this week. Germany is currently a rotating member of the council. While it doesn't have a veto, it can vote. Schroeder made it clear at a campaign rally yesterday that Germany would not be casting its ballot in a way that would please Washington.
Rechnet nicht damit, dass Deutschland...
Don't count on Germany voting for a resolution legitimizing war. Don't count on it.
Today, Chirac spelled out how France and Germany would try to avert war at the United Nations. By pure chance, they are successively holding the presidency of the Security Council, France for this month, Germany in February. It's a key period because weapons inspectors hand in a report next Monday. The country presiding over the council will help set the rhythm for discussions. Chirac sketched out how the Franco-German common front would work at the UN.
La France garde toute sa liberté d'appréciation à l'ONU.
France will keep all of its freedom to decide on things at the UN, which is the privilege of a permanent council member. But I can tell you that during the French chairmanship, and then during that of Germany, our diplomats will meet every day in New York.
The anti-war statements here appear to be a reaction to expressions of impatience with Iraq in Washington. But there are other signs of transatlantic divergence. In Brussels, America's NATO allies today failed to find consensus on an American request for help on the sidelines of a future war. After a heated debate, they decided to postpone a decision on six measures providing indirect military assistance, such as flying AWACS radar planes over Turkey. There, once again, France and Germany were part of the opposition. Daniel Gross is the director of the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels. He says there's a transatlantic disagreement on what the inspections are for.
There's one big misunderstanding here in this area, which is that in Europe we assume that if the weapons inspectors do not find evidence that there's something is going on, some weapons are around, then there's no case for war. Whereas the U.S. seems to assume that Iraq has to show that it does not have weapons of mass destruction. And that is, of course, quite a different proposition, and this would make it much more likely that, at least in the U.S. views, a war would be justified.
Right now, it seems it will take a lot of convincing before France and Germany agree that a war is justified. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.